Mike Sparks. I've heard people expressing frustration about the WIP program, the block grant program for Hurricane Irma relief. Have you heard some frustration?
We are at Florida Citrus Mutual certainly as frustrated as the Florida citrus growers. And yes, we hear often from individuals, and certainly we can share the frustration of the time that it took to get this program implemented and completed. And we're not nearly complete yet.
I've heard some people have gotten some money, right?
And you know, the key is, and the good news is, help is on the way. Both programs, whether it's the WIP program and or the follow-up block program, will provide significant infusion of cash to the Florida citrus grower. The sooner the better. But in both situations, growers must go through the WIP process, make application, and then they would seek payment, a smaller payment from the WIP program. But the good news is that basic data from that WIP application can get, once that WIP application has been approved, signed, it can go to the block grant fellas. Of course, finally, when the administration and the staff was adequate to address nearly $70 million statewide through the WIP and another $340 million from the block grant, just as we were beginning to see some payments to the grower, the government shut down. And that was another blow right to the gut of the Florida citrus grower. That took away 35 days of processing and application. Many growers' applications were in the process, some approved, but not signed. As such, those claims were on hold and couldn't make it through the state Division of Emergency Management protocol to be paid. Some good news is, and we're pleased to report that during the shutdown, the state of Florida Division of Emergency Management did process every claim, not every claim, excuse me, as many claims as they had that were completed. Nearly $7 million as of this week has been paid to growers. Now, that's small compared to the $340 million that's going to be available. But that's a start. They have staff in place. We had a local staffers come down to Bartow at Mutual and Sebring and talk to growers. So we know the process is there. The other good news is the government has opened, at least for a while. We're hopeful as many as those WIP programs can be processed and moved to the block grant. Other good news, USDA now tells us they believe that that the federal appropriations for the WIP are adequate, that we could start seeing in the not-so-distant future the second payment, the WIP. So the grower can get his first payment now and get to the block grant as soon as possible once he has that approved application. And hopefully the second payment of the WIP also will be going back to the Florida citrus grower. In total, I hope in the next 2 or 3 months there'll be some real significant, the majority of those dollars, back finally to the citrus grower.
I think that's a very good summary. That good by you?
The only thing I can add is that February 13th is the next board meeting of Florida Citrus Mutual. We will have the contract administrator of the block grant here. He will also have staffers here in Bartow for those growers that finally have their WIP program but are struggling with the block grant. So every chance we get, we're trying to get more grower meetings. We have some tentatively scheduled. I don't have a date yet, but we have to get the block grant administrators to the Vero Beach area. We got to get them to the LaBelle area. The attendance in Sebring was overflowing. So they have volunteered. We're going to take advantage of their offer and get those growers around the state hooked up with the administrators of the block grant program.